Hi students, you're listening to the Victory Mentor East Youth Podcast. We hope that this message brings encouragement to your life. To hear more audio messages like these, log on to victorymentoreast.org. Now here's your message.
We're in our series break. We'll be talking about a topic na very interesting. It's one of our values. Katanong ko kanina, no? Sino yung mga bakasyon na ulit? Taas nga yung kamay niyo. Gusto ko yung makita yung mga mukhang... Ba, masasaya talaga, no? Parang vacation mode. Ano na, ilang linggo? 3 weeks? Talaga? May 3 weeks? 1 year? Tagal, no? Nag-stop pala siya. Okay. Pero tagal, no? Ano ba masarap gawin pag vacation? Kumain, matulog, yun lang. Yung mga iba dyan, no? Sino gusto mag-out of town? Sino mahilig sa out of town, no? And masaya, no? Pag bakasyon, especially yung mga time natin ngayon, okay, masayang-masaya... Ay, wala pa ba tayo dyan? Masayang-masaya yung buhay natin pagka lumalabas tayo ng bahay natin, di ba? Sino dito yung gusto mo? Buong bakasyon mo, 3 weeks, doon ka lang sa bahay nyo. Okay. Di ba? TV lang. Okay na kami ng TV ko. Okay, sige, yakapin mo yan. Yung iba, gustong-gusto... lumalabas. Sino nakapunta na dito? Saan yan? Sa bahay namin. Sa likod. Okay. Sa Dubai. Okay? Sa Dubai. Sino na nakapunta dyan? Honestly. Wow! Grabe! Oh, yaman. 500 baon every day. Joke lang, guys. Okay. Wow, sarap, no? And it's really a great experience pag lumalabas ka, di ba? Tipong, ano nga lang, di ba? Tagaytay nga lang. Di ba kung makatalon ka, oh, tagaytay. Nalaglag ka tuloy, okay? Pero pag lumalabas ka ng bansa, saya-saya, no? Sarap magbakasyon, sulit yung bakasyon. Sulit talaga yung mga ginagawa mo. How about dito? Sino nakapunta dyan? Saan yan? Sa bakod namin yan, eh. Pag nakadaan kayo sa amin, sa Marikina. Saan yan? China. Great Wall of China. And... sino nakapunta na dyan? Pwede ko bang matanong? Baka meron. Ayun, si Pastor Dan, no? Oh, dyan siya na unang pumunta nung lumabas siya. And may picture siya dyan. Kimpi pa siya noon, okay? Pero pogi. Yeah. Ayan. China. And sino gusto niyo pumunta dyan one day? Makita niyo man lang yung place yan. Maganda yan, no? Sa picture nga lang, nakaka-amaze. Parang gusto mong takbuhin, di ba? Yan yung tinatakbo ni Goku nung bata siya, eh. Hindi, taga-Japan si Goku. Okay. Ito, how about dito? Wow. Sino nakapunta na dyan? Okay. Camel ka, camel. Ayun ka, oh. Eh, saya, no? Saya pag pumunta dyan sa Egypt. Sige, siguro naman. Ganda yan, di ba? Nababasa mo sa Bible yan, yung pyramid, di ba? Gusto mong akyatin yung tuktok, di ba? Sino gusto mong makit sa tuktok dyan, di ba? Tapos sa slide ka pa baba. Grabe. Tapang mo nun. And pupunta ka dito. San, gusto mo ba dyan? Yan. Wow. Ba't napahiyaw kayo? Feeling ko yung mga ano dyan. Dyan kasi pumupunta yung mga... dyan ko balak pumunta with her. Sabay kurot sa kabila. Ayoko, ikaw kasama ko. Gusto ko siya. diba? Tatlo na lang kayo. Okay. And dito sa Paris, France, you know what? Top 1 to na pinupuntahan sa buong mundo. Sa buong mundo. And I hope ako din makapunta ako dyan. How about dito? Sino gusto pumunta dito? Yay! Tuntua yung mga bata! sa Disneyland, okay? And sino nakapunta na dyan? Okay, probably Hong Kong or sa ano. Saya ba? Masaya ba? Tanungin mo yung katabi mo kung nakapunta na siya dyan, di ba? Saya ba? Yakapin si Mickey Mouse? Buong araw, kasama mo siya, no? Kain na! Ginaganan mo ni Mickey Mouse. Oh boy! Ganun-ganun siya sa'yo. Tapos kinausap mo si Donald, ako, hindi mo maintindihan, no? Sinagot mo na, alright. Itong mga bansang to or yung mga places na to, ito yung mga masarap puntahan pag bakasyon. Tama ba? So, ito yung mga masarap puntahan pag bakasyon, di ba? And sino masasabi nyo, gusto nyo pumunta kahit sa isang place ng mga pinakita ko? Oh Lord, kita mo hindi nagtaas ha? Dito lang sila Lord, sa bahay lang yan. Bahay lang yan, hanggang internet lang yan, no? Picture-picture na lang. Pero, makakapunta ka ba dito sa mga places nito kung wala ka nito? Yan. Sino nakakaalam niyan? Passport. Siyempre, binasa niyo eh. Passport. gaano ka-importante ang passport pag nagta-travel around the world or to different nations? Gaano ka-importante ito? Sobrang importante nito kasi hindi mo naman pwedeng sabihin sa customs na, ah, dyan-dyan lang. Airplane? Shh, dun. Dun lang po. Oh, hindi. They have to know your identity and your nationality, and through the passport, ito yung ginagamit ng bawat citizen, okay, binibigay ito ng government para sa'yo so that you can go out of the country, and when you go into the country, sa bibisitahin mo, okay, malalaman nila kung sino ka, okay, mukha ka bang criminal, cute ka ba, okay, saan ka ba nakapunta na. And did you know, ang pinakaunang nag-function na sa passport is nung time sa Bible kay Nehemiah. Kilala nyo ba siya? If you're familiar with Nehemiah, if you're familiar with him, isa siyang character sa Bible wherein he prayed when the time na nasira yung walls ng country niya, ng Israel, nagpray siya, lumabas ng bumalik sa country niya kasi nagtatrabaho siya sa foreign land as a cupbearer to the king. Tapos yung king, binigyan siya ng letter and that served as like his passport. Kasi magta-travel siya, titignan siya, okay, syempre for safety, titignan kung sino itong pumapasok na to, mamaya invader pala to, okay. Pero at that time, yun pala yung pinakauna na nag-serve as a passport. Di pa nila alam na magiging passport pala yun today. Yes. So, kung kilala nyo si Nehemiah, basahin nyo yung Bible nyo. Sino may Bible dyan? Okay. Pahiramin mo yung katabi mo, ha? Share kayo mamaya sa gabi pag magka-quiet time na. Kapitbahay pala eh. So right now, why is this important? Why is this important to know that we need a passport? Why are we going to talk about a passport? Why do we need to have a Bible and a passport? Why do we need to have a Bible and a passport? Why is it so important that we understand that to be a good Christian, sabi ni Pastor Steve noon, nung 30 years from now, he came here to Philippines, and then he shared this value that to be a good Christian, what you need to have is a Bible to know about God and a passport to obey Him. How do we obey God? Through a passport. In Matthew 28, 18 to 20, sabi dito, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So let's pray bago tayo mag-continue. Father, we thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for what you have done in our lives, sa SEM namin, and ngayon, meron kaming bakasyon. God, we pray na as we talk about your word, Lord God, may we be refreshed. Change the way we think, O God. And we also pray, God, that in our hearts, we will understand, Lord, what is it like to obey you? And as your great commission says, to go therefore and make disciples of all nations, put it in our hearts, Lord God, today, that one day we are the ones who's going and who's going to obey you, Lord God, as we make disciples. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Right now, itong sa verses na to, mapapansin natin, anong sabi? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Why did it matter for God to express this or to share this with the disciples? Bakit importante ito? Bakit niya sinabi ito? Ito kasi yung sinabi ni Lord to, ni Jesus, was before He went away, before He ascended to heaven. Ibig sabihin, bago siya umalis, bago niya iwan yung mga disciples, ito yung huling habilin niya. Sino masasabi niyo dito, importante yung huling habilin? Diba, yung pag-aalis yung nanay mo, ikaw may iwan sa bahay since bakasyon. Sabihin, anak, tanggalin mo yung mga saksakan natin, ha? Oh, okay lang, mama. Hindi ka masyado nakikinig. Diba? Tapos, ayan, nasunugan kayo. Di ba? Sino masasabi, importante yun. Di ba? Dapat nakikinig ka. Aalis yung tatay mo. Anak, yung gasol natin, ha? Patayin mo. Baka sumirit yan, mamaya. Magwala yung gasol natin. Buhay yung gasol. Tapos, oh, sige. Kasi, syempre, internet ka, bakasyon, eh, di ba? Tapos, ikaw naman ngayon, hindi mo ginawa. So, ayan, sumabog yung gasol nyo. Importante. Gaano ka-importante yung pag mamamatay yung isang tao? Kapanood na kayo sa pelikula nung ganun? Mamatay na. Nasa deathbed na siya. Sabi niya, in-check siya. Atyan, anak ko. Andito po tayo. Atyan ang kuya mo. Andito po sila ko. Asan ang mama mo? Ito po siya, tay. Teka, sino bantay sa tindahan? Yung pala importante sa kanya. Hindi, pero bago mamatay yung mama. Di ba napapanood nyo ba sa... Hindi yun yung point ko, okay? Napapanood nyo ba na pag mamamatay na, tatawagin niya lahat? Kasi importante, hindi yung biglang, yung pamana niya lang. Di ba, iba naman, antay, pamana. Okay. Ah, wala ka. Okay, hindi. Ang importante kasi yung sasabihin niya, huling habilin niya sa mga taong to. Napaka-importante nun kasi hindi niya na makakausap ulit tong mga taong to. Tama? Si Jesus, bago siya umalis, yung mga disciples na to, nag-aalala. Yung God na kasama namin lagi, yung God na nagpapasecure sa amin na kaya namin mag-disciple, kaya namin mag-share ng gospel, kaya namin pag-pray to, mag-heal ng sick. Kasi si Jesus mawawala na. Pero napaka-importante nitong sinabi ni Jesus. Bakit? Para sa kanya, una, para kay Jesus, napaka-importante nito. Kasi yung heart niya is for the nations. It is very important to understand that God's heart is for the nations. That's why He shared this. To His beloved disciples, sa mga iiwan niya, kayo naman gagawa nito, ito yung sinasabi ko sa inyo, napaka-importante nito. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. God's heart is for the nations, for all people. In Revelation 7, verse 9, after this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes, and peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. This is a view wherein yung writer ng Revelations, nakita niya, before God was a great multitude. Kita niyo dito, marami tayo. Mas maraming pa natin. And imagine a great crowd with every nation, hindi lang basta Pilipino, may Incheck, may Caucasian, may taga Middle East, no? And different tribes. Iba-iba yung language nila. This is the vision of God, wanting to see everyone in His loving arms again. Wanting to see His beloved creation, tayo bilang tao, to be back in His arms again. Forever. Why? Because we have been separated from God because of sin. And now, since God loved us so much, He made a way. He made a way so that we will be back with Him forever. But you know what? It grieves God's heart right now. Since His heart is for the nation, what has been happening to us as human beings, as creatures here on earth, as beloved creation of God here on earth? Ano na ba yung nangyayari sa mundo natin? Have you been watching the news lately? Have you been watching or having news about the world? Or Katniel pa rin yung pinapanood mo? Nasa Ellen. Okay? Tuwan-tuwa ka. Pero did you know this news about this? This is a world map wherein you will see the colors are yellow, red, and darker red. Ewan ko kung anong color yan. In yellow, there are minor skirmishes or conflicts or wars, and then fewer than 10,000 are dying every year. Kasama tayo dyan. Titignan mo, parang, wow, more than half of the world may war. Not just that, pula. Marami na. Almost 10,000 namamatay between that. Per year, major wars, meron pa rin. Some say na malapit na tayo sa World War III. Naririnig nyo ba yon? All this terrorism, all these things happening in one nation, conflict, okay, natabig lang yung baso, okay, nagbarila na. Okay. I don't know how it came to be, paano nagsimula, pero this is what's happening in our world today. And I hope you get updated with what's happening with our world today so that we can pray. Maraming nangyayari. Madaming wars. Madaming nasasaktan. Madaming inosenteng buhay nawawala. Ano pa? Poverty. Poverty is so rampant in our world today na sinasabi pa dito sa sa article dito na 1 billion children live in poverty. 1 in 2 children in the world. More than half or almost half of the people in the world are living in just 112 pesos a day. Isang buong pamilya yun. And imagine what's happening. Ano nangyayari sa mundo natin? We're just right here, nagre-relax, masaya naman ako, okay lang. Pero did you know that these things are also happening? Ebola. Are you familiar with that? Sabi nga nila, huwag kayong matakot yan, Ebola lang yan. Ba? Hindi pumatok, eh, no? Pero you know what? This is a serious disease na kumakalat ngayon sa mundo natin. What more? War in Syria. Hindi na sila welcome. Yung mga nawala ng bahay, hindi na welcome sa Lebanon. Ano pa? ISIS. Terrorism. All these things happening in our world today. How about the things na hindi pa sinasabi sa news? Alam ba natin nangyayari doon? Deep inside, people are groaning, are crying out loud. They need a savior. They need someone who will save them in that current situation and that would save them out of an insecure life. Na nababalitaan mo ba na may nag-suicide? Si Kimberly, isang lalaki, nag-suicide sa USA? Kimberly, no? Lalaki. Nababalitaan mo ba na itong si Anthony na taga Middle East, binubuli? Hindi. Pero deep in their hearts, tortured na sila. Hindi na kailangan ibalita. Ngayon pa lang, alam na natin na bawat isa sa atin dito may pinagdadaanan. Tama ba? And people outside as well. People outside of this place, outside of this city, outside of our country, may pinagdadaanan lahat ng yun. And that grieves the heart of God. That grieves, that breaks the heart of God. His very creation, nasisira yung will niya para sa mga taong to. His beloved creation, nawawala. His beloved creation, out of control. His beloved creation, hurting on that side, on the other end of the earth, another person hurting. God loved us so much na alam mo yun, He formed us with His very hands and breathed life into us. Of all creation, tayo lang yung ginawa ng ganun. And why did He send His own Son? We are familiar with this verse, that for God so loved the world. That's just it. God's heart is for the nations because He loves this world. He loves the nations. He loves the people. He loves you and me. Ganun katindi yung pagmamahal ng Panginoon natin that He has given Jesus Christ, His one and only Son for us as a sacrifice. Did you know about that? Are you familiar with this verse? We're familiar of this, but how about others? How about the people na walang access sa Bible? How about the people na hindi napupuntahan? How about the people na they just know other religion? You know what? Jesus Christ, He came down on earth because He loves us. Because of His love, He made the sacrifice for us. And now, why would talking about a Bible and a passport matter to me? Now we knew why it mattered to God because He loves us. Now, why would it matter to us? Because God wants to use you for the nations. Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Huwag mong tawanan, tignan mo lang. Tiisin mo na lang. Tingnan mo. That guy is international. I'm not joking. Pang international yan. You know why? If that guy is a follower of Christ, tinatawag siya ni Jesus Christ para dito. Tama? Sino sa masasabi niyo? Follower ako ni Christ. Okay, taas niyo kamay niyo. You know what? God has a mission for you. He wants to use you for the nations. Kaya pang international yan. The disciples, okay, when Jesus said this, He said this to the disciples, and hindi lang sa mga disciples at that time, yung iba kasi sinasabi, sinabi lang yan ni Jesus dun, kaila Peter, kaila John, dun lang, sa 12 lang yan, saka sa iba-ibang nandun, yung mga mga cute dun. Okay. Hindi. Alam nyo ba, hanggang ngayon, sa time natin, since you are a follower of Jesus Christ, this is for you. This is for all of us. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Pang-international yan. You need to understand that you are part of this commission. Hindi ka exempted. Except Noel. Kasi madami na ginagawa yan. Exception. Okay, madaming projects yan sa school. Hindi. All of you. All of us here, disciples, we are commissioned by God to do this. And sometimes, that's why we don't want to do this kasi gusto lang natin yung mga benefit. Ang saya-saya naman kasi dito, di ba? Siyempre, pag Kristiyano, dapat okay yung buhay, di ba? Minsan ganun tayo na tipong, okay lang, sa nations, dito na lang muna ako. Okay lang, di muna ako mag-make disciples, kailangan ko pa ng blessing kay God eh. Sometimes we are so consumed of the benefits of having God in our lives, we forget about the responsibility or the command that God has given us. We are so consumed na tipong, yeah, praise and worship ka, umakatalon ka, pagbaba mo, chorus na. Okay? Ganong katagal. Tapos, syempre, lalabas ka, mamaya after ng service, mag-a-usher ka naman. Syempre, sarap-sarap ng bless na bless ako, Lord, pag nagaganon ako, welcome. Okay, dito upo kayo dun, okay. Bless na bless ako, Lord. Ako, Lord, yung prayer ko, in-answer mo na, Lord. Lord. And saya-saya natin dito. Pero you know what? You forgot about the command of God to make disciples of all nations. What is making us so consumed of all these things na mabibenefit natin rather than obeying what God has for us? But you know what? We can take part on this great commission. We can take part, all of us here. All of us here across this room and everyone who follows Jesus Christ, we all have a part to play and we are all commissioned and empowered by God to go and make disciples of the nations. Hindi lang sa Pinas. Okay, hindi lang sa Pinas. Una, we can take part is pray. These are the values wherein our church, yung church mismo natin, tinuro sa amin and sa older generation na tinuturo lagi na you need to pray for the nations. You need to pray for a specific nation na tipong pagising mo, oh, Cambodia. Amen. Okay. You pray for a specific nation. You adopt a nation. Na tipong katulad ko, for example, for me, practically, meron kami sa ref namin na ref magnet. Kasi unang pupuntahan ko, pagising ko, CR. Una, madalas yung ref, kasi inom akong tubig, hanap akong pagkain, okay? Tapos, makikita ko kagad, bago ko buksan, meron akong ref magnet doon ng Cambodia. Tapos, pinagpe-pray ko yun doon pala, bago bumukas. No? Religious, hindi. Nakikita ko lang siya, and I get reminded. Sometimes, mapapadaan lang ako sa ref, okay? Lord, I pray for the missionary. Tapos, saglit lang, amen. Tapos, hugas kamay. Ganun. You have a reminder. Paano ka matutulungan? Ano yung sa tingin mo yung mga makakapagpa-remind sa'yo of that nation? Probably, may pwede kang idikit na post-it sa kwarto mo. May pwede kang i-mark. Or probably, meron kang world map. I don't have the picture with me, pero yung leaders natin, senior leaders natin of this movement, when they started this church, 1984, nagdikit sila sa hallway nila, yung bago pumasok sa parang sa main hall natin, ito, ng isang world map wherein they were encouraged to pray for a nation. Bago sila pumasok, magpe-pray nila. Bago sila maglinis ng center, magpe-pray sila. Have that value of praying for the nations. God hears your prayers and as he is hearing the cries of the heart of those people in the nations, he also hears your prayer and concern for those people. That's why you have to take part in praying. Commit to pray for a specific nation. And not just that, you can give. You can give. Sabihin nyo, bayan, wala nang baon, give pa. Bakasyon kaya. You can give. To tell you honestly, it will cost a lot para sa world missions. Kasi syempre, lilipad, airfare, tama? Diba? Syempre, airfare, pagdating doon, yung kailangan, yung pang lilibre sa local para ma-reach out, diba? Ano pa? Madami. Syempre, yung visa, syempre, pagkuha ng passport. Madami. And madaming nations din ang pinupuntahan, tama? Saan ka nakakita ng 10 piso lang, di ba? Abot mo doon sa pilot. Okay, paabot nga ng bayad. Hindi nangyayari yun. It will cost a lot. Pero you know what? The good thing is God is our provider. Amen? And you know what? The good thing again is God wants you to be involved in this. God wants you to have your part to give. Kasi tinuturuan kanya na mahalin yung nations, tinuturuan kanya na magbigay. And give generously for the works of the service. Sabi dito sa verse na to, how then will they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in Him of whom they have not heard? They have never heard. And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? Know what? Kung hindi ka pa umaalis ngayon, I encourage you, you can take part and give to world missions. Let me just share a story of nung classmate ko siya, si Von, estudyante pa kami, classmate ko siya, tapos nasa service kami na ito, doon pa kami sa cinema noon, before, ng Metro East 2009, naalala ko, minsan-minsan sa inyo, pag nagsusulat ng prayer request, yung katabi niyo, tinitignan niyo. Siyempre, pagpe-pray mo din. Ako, di ko naman sinasadya, natignan ko. Sabi ko, oh! Natignan ko, tapos nakita ko, he was partnering with World Missions 100 a month. He was a student at that time. Estudyante pa kami. Tapos sabi ko, wala na nga pang-aral to. Tapos, pero that's true ah, nahihirapan siya magbayad ng tuition and stuff. Tapos, kaya niya pa magbigay dito. Nahiya yung ano ko. Ako, pinaaral ako ng magulang ko siya. Pinag-aaral niya yung sarili niya. Pero he was giving to missions. Kasi, bago pa lang kami na-save, or ako pala, tapos kaklase ko na siya, nakikita ko na siya, he was so passionate for missions. He was reading articles about missions. He was reading the life of a missionary. Binabasa niya. Pero you know what? Even at that time, na hindi pa siya umaalis, hindi pa siya nakakago, he was investing through giving. I hope, let this be a challenge to you, na hindi ka pa man, you're not yet going by now, but I know you're going kasi God has called you. You can invest in this. This is one of the values that we can share or that we can hold on to as a church. And since we can give, okay, napatay ko pala. Sorry. We can go. This is exciting. Kasi for us here, who among you here, you can imagine yourself praying for a nation. Diba, ngayon pa lang, nagpipray ko ng sasalita ako, pray ko ng pray sa isip mo eh. Diba? You can imagine giving right now, di ba? Kinuha mo na nga, nakita ko, naglagay ka na, oh, di ba? Joke lang. But some of us here, we can't imagine ourselves going. Parang dun lang ako sa pray, okay na yun. Dun lang ako sa give, okay na ako dun. I'm making disciples of all nations, di ba? Okay lang yun. Pero pag go na, but minsan mas mahirap para sa atin isipin. Bakit mas mahirap isipin para sa atin? Let's read this in Mark 16:15. Sabi dito, He said to them, Go into the world and preach. Go and preach. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, Go. Sabi mo sa kabila, Preach. You are called by God to go and preach the good news to all creation. Meaning, all nations. Called ka doon. Maniwala ka sa, at sa hindi, you are called to go and preach the gospel. And we need to understand that Christianity is not just about meeting our needs, blessings of God, kagaya ng sinasabi ko. We have to take part. It is more than that. It is testifying. Yes, there is the benefit or blessings of God, but most importantly, it is testifying about who Jesus is. What was your experience in knowing Jesus Christ? What was the word na nagbago ng buhay mo in knowing Jesus Christ? In going, that's why you need a passport. You can't go unless you have a passport. Yes, you have a Bible with you and you will know God through that. And knowing God, you will know na you are called to go to the nations. That's why you need a passport. And pwede kasi nating sabihin na busy ako eh. dami ko pang projects eh. Baka wala pa akong time dyan. Pero pag bakasyon, sige, okay na! Sama mo ako! Doon ka sa bagahe mo, okay? Pero minsan sinasabi natin, baka bata pa ako eh. 18 pa lang ako eh. Kailan ba dapat? 19. Ah, talaga, pag 19, dihan mo na. Yes! Huh? Minsan sinasabi natin, ako, pang mayayaman lang yan. Kasi hindi naman ako kayang mag-ipon para dyan. Or iba yung sinasabi dito, pwedeng sinasabi, pang magagaling lang yan, yung mga leader-leader dyan. Sa kanila lang yan. Ako, dito muna ako, pray-give lang. Pray-give. Pero sabi ni Lord, go. Preach into the world. Sometimes we have those fears. Sometimes, meron tayong passport, we can't believe in ourselves. Lord, paano nga ako makakago? Paano ako makakago? It's not only your passport that you have, but this, Acts 1:8. You will receive what? Power when the Holy Spirit has come on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Imagine that. God is with you. You will have the power to be a witness to the nations. Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Yung power, may power yan. Sige, taas mo. Hindi, joke lang. That guy or that person has the power of the Holy Spirit in him to testify that Jesus is alive. And not just that, sabi ni Jesus dito, we don't have to be afraid because, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Jesus Christ is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us 24/7. And when we go through a time na nagbibelieve tayo, we're praying for a nation. Now we go through a time, we're raising up our support to go to the nation. And now that we're on a time na nagsishare na tayo ng gospel sa nation na to, we have God with us. And pag uwi mo, nandun pa rin si God. Nandun pa rin si God. And imagine, Jesus himself was speaking to the disciples at this time, and these disciples were unschooled people. Kayo yung dahilan nyo lang, naku, nag-aaral pa ako, busy ako eh. May project ako. Oh, tignan mo, Lord. Oh. Pero sila, unschooled sila. Pero they still effectively shared the gospel, preached the gospel. People's lives were changed because they obeyed the command of God to go. There will be nothing impossible for you to go, even right now. When you imagine yourself or you, in faith, you are seeing yourself, I will go to this nation one day. Kahit gantong time lang, isang linggo lang, o isang taon, o sampung taon, I will share the gospel because God is with me. Is that right? And as you go, God is with you always. Let me just share with you my experience on going. Ako to, and with my teammates, ito ko, cute. We went to Cambodia last summer. We went to Cambodia last summer and ito yung apat, si RJ, tong next sa akin, si Ashley, si Milka, si Tonton. Iba dyan, baka nakikita nyo, yung iba siguro hindi kasi pag madilim. Hindi, joke lang. Kasama ako dun. Okay. In our time na sila mismo, itong mga to, nung umalis kami, lahat yan, studyante. Ako mukhang studyante. Mukha lang eh. Sila, si RJ, let me just share with you their stories personally as they were in faith, believing God na makapunta sila. Si RJ, when he was raising up his support para a team of partners who will send him out, he was sharing the value, sharing the heart na ito yung missions. At the last day ng deadline namin, he was short for an exact amount. Exact amount na, for example, sabihin natin, 2.8. 2.8, pero mas malaki pa talaga. Hindi ko na lang sasabihin. Tapos, sabi niya, papunta na siya dito. Kuya Din, wala na talaga. Hindi ako makapulot eh. Pupulot pa. Hindi, pero sabi niya, wala na talaga. Pero tumawag siya ulit. O sige, okay lang, punta ka na lang dito. Tapos pumunta ulit. Nagtumawag ulit siya. Kuya Din, may appointment lang ako. May tumawag sa akin. I-meet ko daw siya. Then that person provided for him the 2.8. Without him saying na kailangan niya ng 2.8 para mag-missions. Imagine how God has provided for him. Si Ashley, ito, ayaw payagan ng parent, di ba? Siyempre, sino yung iba concern nila yun? Pero you know what? She prayed. She prayed. She prayed. She shared to her mom. And her mom was blessed by the heart of her child. Pinayagan niya. And these two people, madami pang stories. But you know what? When we came back home, ako rin personally, when we came back home, yes, we went there to be a blessing to the nation, to preach the gospel, to share to these people, to these young people there, yung hindi lang yung talents, kasi nagturo kami dun ng English, nagturo kami ng sayaw. Yeah, nagsayaw. Sila lang yun. For English, nagturo kami. Hindi lang yun, nagturo kami ng gospel, nagturo kami ng purple book, nag-share kami ng mga yun. And yes, kung titignan natin, parang wow, nakaka-bless naman, na-bless namin sila. Pero you know what? When we went home, it turned out na kami pa pala yung mas na-bless. It's not just for outward, but also inward. God wants to change you inside when you see His love for the nations. When we were at the mission field, bonus na lang yung magandang lugar, mababait na tao. And it was not a vacation for us. It was a mission wherein God was at the business of changing the lives of the people of Cambodia and even our lives as well. This will happen to your life as well. And God desires for this to happen in your life as well. That you will be a blessing to the nations. Sino niniwala ka, one day you will go and make disciples of all nations. Come on, raise your hand. And you know what? As you believe God for that, in your heart, God is may binabago si Lord sa buhay mo. We came here na parang kami pa yung nabago. Actually, hanggang ngayon, we could testify na even si Tonton, he was sharing, one of my teammates, he was sharing na nagbago yung paningin ko o yung heart ko for the nations. Di ba, guys? Ito. Yan. Thank you, guys. Ha? Nagbago yung heart niya for the nations, hindi lang for the lost, for the people who don't know Jesus yet. It turned out na kami pa pala yung na-blessed. Because why? Sabi dito, Psalm 2:8, as of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance. Napakaganda. Unknowingly, pamana ni Lord sa atin itong mga to. Right now, hindi nyo pa alam, probably, ano ba yung nation na to? Pero ano ba yung inheritance? This is something that you enjoy. Not something that you earn, but what a father would give to a child na hindi man lang pinagtrabahuhan ng child, pero for that child to enjoy, to cherish forever, to be in his or her heart forever. For me, it was that kind of moment na God has given Cambodia as an inheritance for my heart. Whenever I see the picture, kanina ang pinag-usapan nating picture, and when I talk with the locals na na-reach out namin doon, na naging kaibigan namin, I am so blessed. I am so blessed. Hindi ko ma-explain kung gaano ka blessed, pero sobrang blessed nung feeling na bumalik dito. Parang ako pa talaga actually yung nabago. God desires that for you. Your purpose is not contained in your home alone. It's not just contained inside your campus. It's not just contained in this city, in this nation, pero God is telling you, go and make disciples of all nations. All nations, yung purpose mo, kasama yun dun. God desires for you to be a blessing to the nations. Said by one missionary, Dick Hillis, sabi niya, every heart with Christ is a missionary. If you have Christ in your life, you are a missionary. Believe it or not. And every heart without Christ is a mission field. Around this world, there are hearts without Christ yet. And it is our responsibility, our response to His love, His command, His great commission to go and make disciples of all nations. That's why you need a Bible and a passport to obey Him. Sino mga wala pang passport? Kuha na. Malay mo, tawagin ka ni Lord. Bukas, no? Lipad ka na agad. Spaceship, yung ano, dagdala sa'yo. Pero you know what? That's the importance of that. God, you know God through your Bible, you obey Him. As young as you are, okay? You're not too young to obey Him. As young as you are, katulad ng mga teammates ko, naging estudyante pa lang sila, nag-missions na sila. And there are more stories. That's just a chunk sa maraming stories na even dito sa church natin, mga pumunta ng nations na estudyante pa lang. And even stories of people na estudyante pa lang, nagpe-pray sila. Pero nung Hindi na sila estudyante, professional na sila, nagtatrabaho na sila. They still went to missions because that is God's purpose for them. God desires for them to be a blessing to the nations. Believe God that one day you will go. Don't think hard na ikaw kaya mo mag-pray, kaya mo mag-give, pero don't think hard. Kayang-kaya mo to go to the nations because God is with you. Imagine what Pastor Steve and his wife did, that with 150 students from 1984, okay, ni-reach out nila, nag-preach sila. Ngayon, these people have been the senior leaders of our church today. He has discipled these people. He has shared the gospel to these people. Imagine what impact are you capable to do because of our God. Maybe God, yung katabi mo, tignan mo. Okay, yun, natiis. Okay, di tinawanan. Yung katabi mong yan, one day would go and disciple a future leader of that nation. Na sa kanya magsisimula, machi-change yung nation na yun. Buong nation na to, since dati, bawal i-preach si Jesus Christ sa mundo, sa nation nila. In the future, that nation would proclaim Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You would be people who would go and make disciples of all nations. That's why, even for now, in the coming weeks, there's a team who would be going, dalawa dito, estudyante, isa dyan si Janine, si JC, and si Noel, dalawa dyan, estudyante, they will go. Pray for them. I want you guys to pray for them. Pray for them. For their provision, lahat ng kailangan nila asikasuhin, sipagin sila, okay? And they would be an impact in that nation. And also this team, aalis din yan by November, and let's pray for them, okay? I'm showing you these pictures because I want us to pray for them. Pray for Kyrgyzstan, the nation of Kyrgyzstan, the locals that they will talk to, they will reach out to, these people who will come as short-term missionaries, and not just that, Timor-Leste. One, isa sa kanila, student, yung nag-lead sa atin ng worship kanina, si Josh. Okay, he's a student from TIP. Woo! Okay. Bias eh, no? Taga dun ako eh. He will also go, and the whole team. Pag-pray natin sila. Pag-pray natin sila. When you get to remember them, pray for them. And kayo lahat dito, let me just ask you, can you bow down your heads? And we're going to pray. Thank you, God, that you love the nations, Lord God. That you loved us so much. You loved us. That as people who were once lost, we are now here because of your love. That Jesus Christ, you were the ultimate missionary. From heaven, being Lord of all, Creator, you humbled down yourself to go down here on earth para mamatay para sa mga kasalanan namin. And we thank you, Jesus, dahil ngayon, yung buhay namin binago mo. It mattered that you love the nations, you love the people, you love us. But Lord, in our hearts, make it matter in our lives as well, God, na that we have a responsibility. We have a calling in you. We have a purpose in you. And we have this great commission wherein you have commanded us to go therefore and make disciples of all nations. In our hearts, there may be fear, Lord God. May fear siguro sa puso namin, paano namin gagawin to? Or may confusion sa isip namin, paano mangyayari to, Lord? But Lord, right now, we put our faith in you, trusting you that one day you will make us a blessing, O God. Make us a blessing to these nations. And right now, let me ask you to just be quiet and ask God of a nation wherein you would commit to pray for it regularly. Ask God. We're calling this Adopt a Nation. Aampunin mo tong nation na to. Mamahalin mo. Kasi inheritance ni Lord sa iyo to. He's revealing this nation to you right now to be an inheritance, something to enjoy, something to delight with, something to pray about, something to pray for, something to love. Although hindi ka pa nakakapunta doon, okay lang, it's from God. God wants you to learn to love that nation, to intercede for that nation and the people inside. Ask that nation,
ask that nation. If you already have a nation in mind, pray for that nation. Pray to God. Commit that nation. I want us all to commit this nation. Commit to God that we will pray for this nation regularly. Daily. When we see it, gagawa tayo para makakita tayo na reminder para pag-pray itong nation na to, Lord. Kasi importante sa'yo ito. Importante sa'yo ito. And right now, I want to pray for those people na alam mo lang, one day, you are called by God to go to a nation. Raise your hand. To go to a nation, either for short term, a midterm, parang 3 months, 6 months, I don't know, a long term trip wherein you just want to share the gospel. Would you just stand up if that's you? Hindi importante kung maikli or mahabang panahon, pero you know in your heart, God is calling you to be sent out into the nation and be a blessing. Just stand up. Stand up. We would want to pray for you and believe with you. Father, pray for these men and women, young men and women. They are not too young, God, to go to the nations. And Lord, you will never be too late, God, to send them to the nations, Lord. Thank you because in their lives, in their hearts, you have put a nation in their hearts, Lord God. And Lord, ikaw rin, Lord, yung magdadali sa kanila dito. And now, and they will answer the call, God, to make disciples of all nations. Thank you for their lives, God. They will be a blessing. And Lord, through that mission trip as well, God, babaguhin mo sila. Magbabago yung pagtingin nila sa mga tao na they will see these people as your beloved people, Lord God. Thank you for their lives. I pray, God, na ngayon pa lang, God, make them faithful to their call, that they would pray for it every day. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.